Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
We have a new voice on the program today.
We have the Monroe County Election Supervisor, Karen Wheeler.
Karen, good afternoon. Welcome to Glass in the Afternoon. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I am doing very well. I'm glad to be here.
We are more than excited to have you because we like clearing up misconceptions and things that might not be 100% accurate and everything else that's going on. And we're ready to get you ready, to get us ready for what the heck's going on. And the good news is we have plenty of time to do so. But the first thing that everybody needs to know is you have to be registered to vote by when?
You have to be registered to vote by October 5th. That is the last date. So, and then early voting starts on the 6th. So you have that Monday. You can register, and the best way to do it is at IndianaVoters.com if you have an Indiana driver's license or an Indiana ID.
And we know that Tuesdays are very popular here in October and November, and Indiana has one of the longest calendars of early voting that's going on anywhere. But since we're here in Indiana, here in Bloomington, we're worried about what is going to happen here. Now, the primary was a little bit different than what's going to take place this fall. Why don't you walk us through what's going to start happening on Tuesday, October 6th, after registration closes on Monday, October 5th?
Okay. On the 6th, we start early voting, and that means you can come into my office, Election Central, 401 West 7th Street.
There are a few early signs out front there that will clue people into where to go.
The political signs.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of political signs. That kind of just comes with the territory. But
that's right. So it's easy to find. It's not hidden away.
Nope. We're here, and I should have a big banner up in front that says something about voting early. But yeah, our parking lot usually has a lot of, on the grass, a lot of political signs. And so they can come in Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock till 6 o'clock. And then the last two Saturdays, we are open before Election Day, and that is from 9 to 4. And we could have lines, or we may not. We have no idea. But if you're in line and it's 6 o'clock, you still get to vote no matter what.
So we don't have to worry about any of that. They'll go through and mark the line as a place to where it stops.
Yep.
Because there'll be no one there.
Yep.
And we'll figure it out. Now, how long have you been doing this job as election supervisor here in Monroe County?
I started in January of 2017. So I've got a few elections underneath my belt. And before that, I was kind of the assistant. I just helped the election supervisor for the three elections previous to that. And it's been quite a journey.
I bet.
An interesting thing.
Well, and the reason I bring that up is because the outpouring of votes, you've seen a couple very busy elections here where we've had to open perhaps other places for early voting. Do you forecast that to be the case, or do you think we'll have plenty of room at 401 West 7th Street?
Right now we're doing the 401 only, 401 West 7th Street. And for one thing, we had a renovation in February, so we ended up changing Election Central completely, nothing to do with the COVID, but it was a really great thing that we did, and especially with the timing. If we would not have had this renovation, we would have been in a lot of trouble due to space. So if you voted early previously but didn't vote in the primary, it's going to be a new look to you. We have a lot more space, but with the COVID, it ends up to being about the same amount.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get all this extra space and you can't use it because now it's for 6 feet. bring two yardsticks, and then everybody, you can tell how everybody can stay a part of it. So we hope by, let me see, this is 2020, by the 2020, well, there's an election every year, it seems like.
Yes.
So we'll get another chance to use all the square footage, hopefully, if we all behave and wear our mask and socially distance. But you don't have any issues in your building social distancing. I mean, your day-to-day business makes you do it. It won't be anything different for any of these early voting times, will it?
I think we did really well in the primary. We did all the social distancing and you know, we limited the amount of people that would be in the building. We cleaned like crazy. Our workers are wearing masks, and we sanitize each pen every time. And the stylus, we wipe down the counters. We wipe down the equipment after each use. And we also, with weather permitting, we're going to keep the doors open, which we did in the primary. Because, you know, you can disinfect really too much that the fumes of that can get you.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that one. You can only take so much alcohol in the air, you know.
We're speaking with Monroe County Election Supervisor Karen Wheeler. Karen, one of the things that we need to kind of caution people about is everything was so unusual with the primary. There were, what, 7 election sites? And how many will there be this time? And how will people know? Are they where they normally vote? Or you see where I'm going with this?
Sure. Yes. So it did go from 34 poll sites down to 7 in the primary. And we did that all because of COVID and problems with getting staff. And then you had to have places that were large because of the social distancing. So we were looking for places like gyms and sanctuaries that you can tear down spacing wise. And, you know, you're looking for like 4,000 square feet of space in some of our, our community centers didn't have that, or the fire stations didn't have that. And so we ended up doing the 7. This time we are going to be not quite at our 34. Meadowood is one of our normal.
Yeah, I can't do that one, right?
Polling sites. Right, so that went out the door. And then we had a couple issues with other situations, and we've changed a few. So we're at, I believe the number's 28. I didn't count them up today, but today was the decision. And so we've had to change a couple things. So 28, that's pretty good. So many people are back to where they were previously.
Are you going to send them a card in the mail, or you send them an email? How does that work to let people know if things changed?
We are not held by law to tell people by a letter, but we are going to do that. And we're also going to be having TV commercials and things in the newspaper, maybe even some social, you know, like Facebook. I'm not for sure on that one, but we've done that before. And so, they're going to get something in the mail, and that will tell them where they will vote. And if they need to, they can also go on to indianavoters.com. Check their own voter registration to make sure that they're registered. And on there, it will tell them where they will vote on election day. But please give me about a week to do that.
Yeah, we're just getting everybody ready. Yeah, you've got a whole month to before even the last day of registration comes through here. But Karen Wheeler was nice enough to join us. She's the election supervisor for Monroe County. So we're getting you primed and ready. And the other big question, Karen, that we've heard, we'll start at the polls. You talked about how many you're going to have or you haven't had. Is what has been, and some communities have had a big time trouble, Keith, of getting people to work the polls. Where are you in your, we're getting close. Do you need more people to do that? Are there still spots available if people want to participate and get paid for this process?
Yeah, they do get paid. They think they're volunteering, but
they're volunteering their time, but they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's kind of a decent thing, you know, and I think it's pretty exciting. But then, of course, I am in this position. But even before I wasn't here, being a part of this community effort to get everybody to vote is pretty special. And so I think it's really great when people do jump in and try it. And most people really do enjoy the process. And you just see how important it is. It's so, such an opportunity to be a part of the community.
And the other interesting thing about those volunteers, if you have enough or not, what are the age limits on them?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was in high school, I think they asked me if I would participate in working the polls for the day. And, well, you get out of class, but you got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's a trade-off.
There's no school for MCCSC.
There is no school. That is right.
Election day.
Because the polling places are at some of those schools. So that's right. an excellent deal. So are you on pace to fill all of your spots for those precincts?
The Democrats are doing extremely well in the fact that I've had a lot of response from them and volunteering. So, you know, some of the older people don't want to do it, but then I still have had retirees that say, hey, I am willing to do it. I have a lot more younger people doing it. I do need more people for the Republican side. As you know, that this is more of a Democratic county, so there just are more Democrats in the county, per se. But so we're still taking names, and, you know, things can still change. People find out that they family issues, and then they drop out. So we probably never feel like we have more than we need, but we're doing much better than I thought. But I think we still need more Republicans, and our recruiters just really started officially today. But my one recruiter, I know she kind of pretty much works year-round. She's always talking to people and, hey, are you interested? Can I sign you up? Can I have your phone number? That sort of thing.
Karen, what happens if we take a school kid, and what's the age? I mean, you have to be 18 to vote, right?
Correct.
And what if I'm, can I work the polls if I'm 17?
You can work the polls if you're 16 and 17, and you do not have to be registered. Also with that, you have to have permission from your parents.
Right.
You have to have a 3.0 GPA and permission from the principal. But it is such a good thing to do.
How do you know if I'm a Republican? If I've never voted?
If you've never voted, the kids get to choose.
Okay.
Often they will choose what their parents are, but we will say what do you feel like you are.
Okay.
Yeah, they have no vote history.
Karen, there's
and then it's on their permanent record.
A real important question, and it's nationally, it's all over the place. Let's talk absentee. Number one, the president said something offhanded the other day about, well, vote regular and vote absentee and then go to your polling place and vote there, too. First of all, what would happen if somebody tried that in Monroe County?
If you got your absentee ballot in the mail and you sent that back in, and so you had voted, and you go to your poll site on election day, our e-poll book is going to say, you voted, sorry, can't do that. So it's not going to happen. And
preventative
so you
medicine.
Would be trying the system. Yep. And yep. So you can, we don't want you to try the system that way. we'd rather you call in and say, did you receive my ballot by mail?
There you go.
And even that's a lot more effort, but we can look it up and we can see that, yes, we have received your ballot, but you got to give us plenty of time if you mailed it in and that sort of thing, of course.
Probably not on election day. That probably wouldn't be the time to do it. I'm looking at MonroeCountyVoters.us, and I see on there all this great information, which is fantastic, and it says vote by mail application. It's to view and download an application to vote by mail. So you can do that right off the website there. What's the difference between voting by mail and an absentee ballot, if there is any?
Not for Indiana. And I think some people don't understand the absentee.
We don't.
Absentee
and that's why we have you on here. Tell us all about it.
Oh, okay. Absentee voting is anything that you're voting not on election day. So that means when you come into early vote, that's absentee.
Oh,
if you get your ballot mailed to you, that's absentee. And there's a third way. If you have a travel board that comes to your house, that's absentee because it was not on election day. Now, the confusion of people saying mailed ballots versus absentee, there is two different ways of ballots that can be sent to you. Some counties or states send them to everyone without being requested. We don't do that. We only send mailed ballots when you request them. and that's a big deal.
The request hotline is open. You have to request it or you will not get it.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's a much safer way, in my opinion, because people who don't even want a ballot are not getting a ballot. You only can get it if you ask for it and if you fill out one of those 12 reasons that you need a ballot sent to you.
And those 12 reasons are pretty common and clear. Those haven't changed recently. Keith, were you telling me that the Secretary of State said there were...
Yeah, the Secretary of State had a thing that said there are 11 reasons you can get an absentee ballot.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Which one did she leave out?
I did go look because I know I've seen that they say 11, which is funny because the state sets the form up, and the forms, there's 12 little boxes. I've counted them. But they take one and combine them. One is you're confined to your home due to illness, and we have a separate one that says you're taking care of someone who's confined to your or their home.
Okay.
And they just make it one. So it's like, wow. But the form says 12, so I think the county's right over the state.
Karen, let me kind of wrap this up. We're run out. We need to get you back and talk a little more. But the
we're just getting started. This is just chapter one, Keith. We don't have to write the whole book today.
The final question for me is, we are hearing all kinds of dire predictions. It could be 4 days before we know the final vote with absentees and everything. What's it look like for Monroe County?
Right now, we seem like we're on top of it very well. So in 2018, I had less than 1,300 mail applications. In the primary, I had 23,000 mailed applications. That was crazy.
Uh-huh.
At this point, I have around 6,500. So it depends on what happens between now and the election. But that 23 just threw us out of the ballpark because that's crazy numbers to deal with when you're used to 1,300.
And you can't even open those ballots until election day, right?
Correct.
Okay.
They're safe.
Right.
Safely hanging out.
Real quick, one other quick thing on that.
Sure.
I got a ballot, and I'm worried now about the mail service because I'm hearing about that. What can I bring that ballot someplace and turn it in without mailing it to you?
Yes, you can bring it, but... In the primary, you could drop it off in a slot. This time you cannot because that was one of the things that the state lightened up on. So you have to bring it in. So it has to be during early voting, and you have to hand it over to someone who works here. So we're going to have two lines. One is for early voting and another line to drop off a ballot. So you're still going to come in contact with people. So I would suggest it's still better. Get your ballot early and then... You know, if you can mail it early, you have time to make sure that it gets here. If you find out it didn't get here, you can go through a process to eliminate that ballot. It's always paperwork. You know, the government, it's always paperwork.
That's right. Extra paperwork for everybody. And then we can get it all sorted out.
Yeah, you could. So, yes, you can bring it in. And you can bring in somebody else's that lives in your household. But then you have to fill out a form because if you're a spouse and you're bringing in your spouses, you have to fill out a form, an ABS 19, to say that you brought it in.
Yeah, you can't just drive through the neighborhood like the Tooth Fairy and pick up all the ballots and take them down there. That doesn't work out that way. Well, Karen, it was great to meet you. We're going to bother you as the process goes along, as long as you have time for, so we can help remind folks we get closer to registration day. And the early voting, the hours, and everything else. Will you come back on and join us down the road?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for this opportunity.